Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. Hope everyone's doing well. I am on my final night of vacation here, and I wanted to check in with you guys really for just a couple of news items. And I know that I didn't have a wrestling nostalgia this week, but fear not, I'll be back again for a full show this Sunday night to do a weekend review, and it's going to be great to be back in front of a mic, a real mic, and be able to talk with you guys and give you a longer form show than I have been over the last week or so. It's been great to have my team of people that are contributing to this podcast, whether it's AEW, NXT, and tomorrow with WWE Rivalries with Anthony DeMarco, covering a really, really, really big show, and maybe one of the biggest rivalries of all time, so that's coming tomorrow. And then the SmackDown review, of course, full SmackDown review on Saturday, but this is quick hits, which means I try to keep this to 15 minutes or less. I haven't been doing a great job of that lately, but that's because I've got so much pent-up wrestling frustration not being able to talk to you guys. But there are two big things I want to discuss with you guys tonight, and that is the rumors of Drew McIntyre versus Tyson Fury. That's number one. And number two is the big news, sad news, but encouraging news all at the same time, from The Rock dropping the bombshell that he himself, his wife, and his children all tested positive for COVID-19. So I'm going to get to that at the second half of this show, if you will. But first, Drew McIntyre and Tyson Fury. The rumors swirling, the Twitter war. Even though I'm not on Twitter anymore, I still keep tabs on what the heck is going on, and each of them throwing jabs at the other, and then Triple H commenting that he could make it happen, that he just needs to make a call, you know, maybe this is something that could happen, and Drew saying that he's not a guy that's just going to come in and, you know, do a job for him. And let me just say this, when Tyson Fury was in WWE the first time around, and it was against Braun Strowman, as we all know, having him beat Braun Strowman was something that, again, I'm never a fan of WWE bringing in stars outside of the company just to make those stars look good. Never. Never, never, never. It is never a good idea to do, and almost always happens. You want examples? Snooki. Yeah, I said Snooki. Remember Snooki? She was in a WrestleMania match. Floyd Money Mayweather against Big Show at WrestleMania 23, I believe it was. Although, exceeded expectations, beat the Big Show. We had, who else was it? Bar Barker, I remember, he was in there, but he didn't actually have a match. When they did like the Raw co-hosting deal, or the, you know, celebrity host Raw every Monday night. And Tyson Fury coming in. They had, who was it? Mickey Rourke punching out Jericho. I mean, you go down the list, and there is a litany of stars coming in outside of the company to make the WWE stars look like fools. I mean, remember the Saturday Night Losers that, and there's no other way to describe them, and their names aren't even remotely worth remembering. Also, Braun Strowman involved in that angle and making them look like fools. And it's just never a good idea, because even if, in the rare event, WWE stars get one over on those celebrities coming in, those celebrities, 9 times out of 10, do not take things seriously. It feels awkward most of the time. I mean, Donald Trump was involved in an angle. That was even weird. They don't feel like they're part of the system. They feel like they're kind of like wink, nod, and, you know, LOL, what I'm doing isn't real. They don't feel fully invested, and it always feels like it takes away from the product. So there's never, almost never anything good. Now, Mike Tyson, an exception. Mike Tyson was absolutely an exception to that rule at WrestleMania 14. What he did with Shawn Michaels and Stone Cold Steve Austin in Boston, Massachusetts, that was an exception. But going back to Tyson Fury and Drew McIntyre. Look, when Tyson Fury came in the first time, it was not a good thing. I'm not a fan of it. He looks like a star, but he doesn't belong in this arena. Coming in and being able to just toy around with stars that are in this business, had have lived, breathed, and sweat for this business, and then having people come out from the outside, being able to come in and just go toe-to-toe with them is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, Brock Lesnar and Cain Velasquez. Yeah, Brock Lesnar beat him, but Cain Velasquez looked like he was out of place, out of shape, and didn't belong. And I know what they do. They do it for a needle-moving moment, for a news moment, for a, you know, let's get people talking moment. I understand that. But for those people that have watched the product and have been watching it for a long time, it's almost never a good idea. Almost ever. So, am I a fan of Tyson Fury versus Drew McIntyre? No. No, I'm not. Will I watch it? Yeah, I'll watch it. Of course I'll watch it. I'm never above watching a product because of, I think it's just, I'm above it, right? I don't feel like I am above anything WWE puts in front of me because I am a fan of WWE for life, and it's entertainment at the end of the day, and it's not life or death, okay? I'm passionate about my reviews, and I believe in my reviews, and I stand by them, but I don't, at the end of the day, think I'm above it, and I don't need to see it because I'm just so disgusted. I mean, that's not what I do with wrestling. I love it so much that even if they put garbage in front of me, I'll eat it. I won't do it with a smile on my face, but let me know what you guys think. Like, would you want to see Drew McIntyre versus Tyson Fury? To me, it feels like a one-off. It feels like something that they can't build on. And at the end of the day, Drew McIntyre is going to be here. Drew McIntyre cannot lose that match. And is Tyson Fury really going to take it seriously? And what's in it for Tyson Fury other than a big payday? Right? I just don't understand the... I don't understand it. I'm not a big proponent of bringing in celebrities unless they are going to just get flattened by a star, right? Like, imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin doing a job for a celebrity back in the day. It just ain't going to happen. So, would I watch it? Yes, I would watch it. How would I book it if it were forced to have that happen? I would have it booked by having Drew McIntyre cleanly defeat Tyson Fury. Tyson Fury goes away like he always does, or like he did the last time, and like all celebrities tend to do, they don't hang around long, and we get back to business as usual. Now, you know, again, could this move the needle? Yeah. Could it get more eyeballs on the product? Yeah, of course, and that's the goal, but I'm not a fan of it as a longtime wrestling fan. It just never does it for me because it feels like they aren't taking it seriously, and it feels like they kind of look down on it, and they're just going through the motions, and more often than not. But what do you guys think? Email me at realwwpodcast@gmail.com. Leave me a voicemail, guys. Please leave me a voicemail. You can do that at my email. I don't know my number offhand right now. I haven't dove into my number in a while. But those of you who do remember my voicemail, please drop me a voicemail. I want to get these voicemails piled up so I can hear what you guys have think about what the heck has been going on in wrestling lately with all the crazy news and everything else dropping. And we're getting into a season where I think WWE is turning the corner. What I mean by that is they have gone to the Amway Center. They've put the Thunderdome in place. They don't know when live fans are coming back. So what that means is that WWE has just kind of put pedal to the metal. And you're seeing that with the breakup of Bayley and Sasha. You're seeing that with Randy Orton losing. Randy Orton losing is just crazy to me. You're seeing Roman Reigns turn heel, right? So these big, 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 big things that you would want to see in front of an audience that you think and would hope WWE would wait, they're clearly not waiting. And I agree that they shouldn't wait forever, and they're just going to move ahead. So WWE's turned the corner. As we get into football season, they kind of had to. You know, that's the other thing that I have to remember and that we all have to remember as wrestling fans, that WWE has pretty much been the only game in town for a long time. Yeah, baseball has been back for a couple of months. Or a month and a half. Yes, and the NBA is back. But are people really watching, right? The ratings are down. It's weird to watch with no fans. Even paper cardboard cutout fans are kind of weird. And a lot of political garbage is being injected into sports that they have no business being in. Whether you love it or hate it or agree with what's going on or don't, politics have no business in sports, because sports is the anti-politics. It's a place you go to escape that kind of stuff, whether you agree or disagree. Again, I'm not getting into it, but I think that the ratings are down. WWE has not brought in the politics other than Retribution, which is a blatant ripoff of what's been going on. But so WWE has to turn up the volume, has to turn up the heat. It is time for WWE to really kick it into gear and maybe bring on things that they wouldn't have normally brought out or had happen if they weren't into football season, which typically brings competition and ratings. So that's what I wanted to bring to your attention, is Tyson Fury and that. But one last thing, as I said at the beginning of the show, The Rock dropping a bombshell about his family and himself contracting COVID-19. And certainly, you know, we all wish him well. From his message, it sounded like, and he said directly, and I believe I quote, that we're on the other side of this. And that all is well, and we're lucky, and we're counting his blessings and all that kind of thing. So glad to hear that him and his wife and his kids are all doing well from COVID-19. Certainly a scary thing. You know, he brought into the conversation about, you know, as a man that you want to provide for your family. And if he was the one that was the catalyst for bringing COVID-19 into his family, I'm sure that's really, you know, tough on him to feel guilt, the guilt and the responsibility of being the one ultimately responsible for, you know, having this happen to his family. I can absolutely feel for him if indeed that is the case. You know, the guy travels the world constantly, is in gyms and, you know, everywhere, in contact with people all the time. I'm sure that in all likelihood, he was probably the one to contract it and then bring it home. But, you know, we don't know. That's just speculation. So, certainly, you know, we wish him well, and I'm glad that everything worked out and that, you know, nothing serious happened. But, you know, I will say this. COVID-19, when you look at the statistics and you look at who this is really, really, really affecting, and those that are dying from it, actually dying, are ones with pre-existing conditions and old people. So, you know, again, I'm not saying that it's not serious, or I feel for the guy that he, if indeed he was the reason that his family got sick, I totally feel for him. But when you look at the statistics and realize that, hey, kids are actually at the lowest of low risks to get to, you know, die from this virus, and that the flu is, I think, 5 to 10 times more likely to kill a child than COVID-19 is, and that if you're healthy, that it most likely will just kind of come and go. That kind of gives you a little bit of peace of mind that, hey, yeah, I brought this home, and I absolutely understand. Like, that is the human part. I don't want you guys to think I'm diminishing that. But when you look at the statistics, it's like, oh, well, you know, it really shouldn't affect him or his family in terms of, like, actual statistics of people dying from this. And the CDC recently put out that only 6% of those numbers that they had in the United States that have died from COVID-19 were actually only because of COVID-19, which puts it at like a few thousand people that have died directly from COVID-19, not in addition to some other existing condition that that person had. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying we've all been duped, but I think the flu certainly kills more people and is more serious for kids, especially than it is COVID-19. But I'm not saying don't wear your mask. I'm not one of those people that say don't wear a mask. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, just the hell with the rules and, you know, just do what you want. I'm not saying that. I'm taking this virus seriously. But when you look at the statistics, they kind of speak for themselves. You know, opinion kind of goes out the window when you look at numbers, hard facts. But that being said, getting back to the Rock address, you know, hey, I'm glad, I really truly am, that him and his family are doing well. And, you know, it was certainly a scary thing, I'm sure, for him, because the virus is new. They should be coming out with a vaccine, I've heard, as early as November 1st and in a large scale. And hopefully there's no side effects, and you always wonder, hey, did they rush it, right? You don't want to be the first one to get it, and then they're like, oh, yeah, by the way, there's this side effect where, you know, it creates high blood pressure and liver failure, but don't worry about it, you know? I mean, so I'm not sure I'll be the first one rushing out to my local pharmacy to get this COVID-19 vaccination. I'd be very wary of this rush to get it out. I really would. I'd be very, very nervous about that. But, hey, if that's the only way that life can return to normal, then let's do it. And as long as there's no side effects, I'm all for it, to get life back to the way it was, where we can have sports with people there. My God, isn't it painful to watch sports? Just wait till football's there with nobody. It just hurts. It's killer. God almighty, it's killer. But I know that, I'm sure you guys have seen it. If you haven't watched The Rock's video, I believe it was like 11 minutes. And shout out to DJ Kuzmo, who actually was the one who brought it to my attention. I've been trying to keep up with what's been going on. But as you know, sometimes vacation, when you have a two-year-old, isn't really vacation, right? Like, I'm blessed to have a two-year-old. I'm blessed to have my wife, my family, and I get it, and it's great. But look, the reality is, when you're on vacation with a two-year-old, it's actually more stressful, because now you're in a place that you have to watch him even closer, and it's a place he's not familiar with, you're not totally familiar with, so it's more stressful, and his sleep times are off, and it's really like, it's just another place to go to take care of your kid, and you can't really relax. There's never really an off button. These times when I'm talking to you guys are really my only time, where I like work out, I do this, and then I go up into my room and shower. Like, this is my vacation talking to you guys. So, but no, I'm not complaining. Like, I'm happy. I'm healthy. I have a great family. It's not that I'm complaining about that. You know, I sound ungrateful, but it's a reality. If you have kids, you probably know, I'm speaking your language right now, that it's a vacation, but is it really a vacation in the traditional sense? You know? But anyway, I know I'm getting off topic. I hope you guys have enjoyed my quick hits this week. I know that it has been kind of sporadic. It's been a little off kilter. It's been here and there, and I've tried to hit it with you guys as consistently as I can. But things are returning to normal very, very soon. I'll be back on the mic Sunday night in my normal seat, with my normal equipment, my laptop on, and ready to talk wrestling. And I'm really looking forward to that. So it's now September, though, right? It is September, and football is right here. It's here, and it's now. And if you are a football fan, you're ready to go, unless you're not watching this year. Or if you have a fantasy team like I do, that's really the only reason I care. But wrestling is also, again, in full gear. And if you guys want to reach out, now is the time to send me a voicemail. If you know my number, I wish I knew offhand. I don't. But email me if you don't know what that is. Email me your voicemail at realwepodcast@gmail.com, and I'll get your voicemail on the show, and it'd be a blast to be able to hear other voices. And I'm looking forward to being able to come back, because it's been a long time coming, and I've really, really, really missed it. So other than that, guys, I know there's some other things out there wrestling news-wise. Right? I mean, I know about AJ Styles contracting COVID-19, although it wasn't very serious for him, and some other things. Renee Young out of WWE, and I haven't really talked about that. So, you know, I know there's some other news items, but I think Roman Reigns turning heel the day I left for damn vacation, of course, was a kick right in the groin for me. I mean, it was a big low blow, but things are coming back. And I appreciate you guys sticking with me through the vacation, because I know that I have some very passionate listeners, some very loyal listeners. I'm thankful for that. But follow me on Instagram at WWE_podcast. Also, check out The Botch Guy. The Botch Guy is on YouTube and does some great stuff. Very entertaining, very high energy, very magnetic personality. And also check out Chris Van Vliet. I believe he plugged this show on his, and now I'm going to plug his show on here, because I had him on last week as a guest, and it was a great, 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 great talk. Probably one of my favorite interviews of all time with Chris Van Vliet. So check him out as well on YouTube. So, which, by the way, I will be getting on YouTube in the coming months and doing things, I don't know what yet, probably not long form. I'm not going to be recording my podcast there. I don't think sitting watching me do a podcast is particularly interesting. So it'll be additional content beyond sitting watching me record a show. I just don't think there's any interest in that. It'd be just me in front of a microphone. So if you guys have ideas, please send them my way. I'm interested. If you want me to do things on YouTube, what would you want me to do? You know, I want to keep it somewhat short. People's attention spans aren't exactly long these days. Shoot me some ideas. If you guys are like, hey, this would be cool, this would be cool, this would be cool, let me know. RealWWEPodcast@gmail.com. But that is it for me, guys. I'm after 20 minutes now. Got to get my workout in, got to get my shower in, and then I'm hitting the hay. So it's been a week. It has been a week, but I will be back in full force this Sunday night. So thanks so much, guys, for listening. I'll be talking to you very, very soon.